Today is Daf Yud. We are on Daf Tes Amid Beis. We are about two lines from the bottom. We just said that the reason that talking about the similarities between Gitei Nashim and Shechruri Avadim, the shtar to free your slaves. So we said, the Gemara asked, why didn't one of the similarities wasn't mentioned was Lashma, and one of the similarities wasn't mentioned the fact that it can't be written on Mechubar. So we said that Mishnah that said about the similar, and then we said, because we're only discussing Tzulin that are Dirabanan. So the Gemara asked, but our Ka'os was mentioned, and our Ka'os is not a Psal Dirabanan. So the Gemara said, no, but we're talking about the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who hold Edim Sira Karsi, that the only reason why the only way a get is effective is if there's Edim Sira, and the fact that it's in a Negoisha court, there's no we don't care about the signatures of a Goyim. It's a Gzeres Rabbanan, because if you see the Goyim there, maybe you'll use him in other contexts as well, when they won't be allowed. So again, it's a Dirabanan. So the Gemara says, now how could we suggest that that's a Shita of Rabbi Eliezer? Because the Gemara says, Vaha Midiktani Seifa, on the fourth line from the bottom. Vaha Midiktani Seifa. But in the Mishnah that we're going to get to in a few minutes, the Seifa, the Gemara here calls it the Seifa, because it's the Mishnah on Daf Yud. In the later part of the Mishnah, in the Seifa, it's going to say, Rav Shimon Omer, Af Eluk Sheirin, that you can even have Goyim sign a get. It's okay. Va'amar Rav Zera, Yar Rav Shimon, L'shitasa Shom Belaza. And Rav Shimon holds like a Belaza. The Amar Eidim Zera Karti, Michlal, the Tanaka Masavar, lo. Our Mishnah, about the similarities between Gittin and Shtar Shechur, can't be Rav Elazar. If Rav Shimon, who in the Seifa is going to be Rav Elazar, the Reisha can't be Rav Elazar. So our Mishnah, which said that there's three differences, and really the only, and why was our Kohos on the list? Because it's only a Psal D'Rabbanan, that can't fly with the Tanakhama, with the Mishnah that we just mentioned. So we're stuck again. You understand that question? The Mishnah here says there are three differences, right? And we answered, we had a question. So why is our Kohos on the list? It's a Psal D'Rabbanan, right? No, it's a Psal D'Rabbanan, it's Holy Rav Elazar. But this Tana doesn't hold like Rav Elazar. How do you know that? Because Rav Shimon his bar plukta holds like Rav Elazar. So the Gemara answers, no. Ika beinayhu shemus muvhakin. Everybody holds like Rav Elazar. They both hold Eidim Asira Karsi. So what are they arguing about? Why does Rav Shimon allow the Goyim to sign on the get? So he answers, because of shemus muvhakin, which Rashi explains means, everybody knows these are Goyish names, these are Goyish signatures. We're never in a million years going to confuse this get with a different shtar, where somehow we're going to see, sometimes we'll let Goyim sign, but where we don't, nobody's going to mix it up. It's so obviously Goyim. They have Goyish signatures. According to the Tanakhama, we are Choshish for that. Therefore, it was a problem. Therefore, it's a Psal D'Rabbanan because of our Koth. Rabbi Shimon in this mission is going to hold. It's not a problem. Why? Because we hold Adam as Zirakarsi, so we don't care who the signatures are. We have a chashash, we're going to use Goyim in other contexts. No, we're not. Everybody knows he's a Goyim. So therefore, there's no problem. Shem's Vakin, Ikubanai, who Shem's Vakin. The Gemara says, Avaha Chazara. What about the fact of Chazara that we said, Rav Meir said that according to Rav Meir, a difference was Chazara. What's Chazara? Chazara means after I send the shliach, I nullify him. I send him to go divorce my wife, and then I change my mind. For Chazara, Doraisa. That's obviously a Doraisa, Rashi explains, because you have the power to stay married. If you're sending her a divorce, you're going to be divorced. But now you have the power to undo that shlichus. That has to be at a Doraisa level. You're going to remain married Doraisa. So you have the power to do that, and that's on the list. Vikatani, and it's on the list. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela ki katani, what's on the list? Milsa delesa bikedushin. Things that aren't by kedushin. Things that don't exist by kedushin. Milsa de isa bikedushin, but if it's something that exists by kedushin, lo katani, it's not on the list. That's why lishma is not on the list. If you write a shtar kedushin, it has to be lishma. And if you want, also mechubar, all these things apply by kedushin. That's why they're not on the list. I v'hal chazara gufa is a kedushin, but chazara is on the list, and chazara applies by kedushin. You send the guy to go be makadosh a woman, you can undo that. That also applies by kedushin. So Gemara says there's a big difference. Kedushin shlichus bal karche. I'm sorry. V'hal chazara gufa is a kedushin b'shlichus. Right? So the Gemara says, Bal Karcha the Gerishin Isya be Kedushin Lesa. Yeah, but by a Gerishin, the divorce is taking place against her will. A husband's allowed to divorce his wife, Min HaTorah, against her will. He hands her a divorce, she can't stop it. A Kedushin, not against her will. There's no such thing about getting married against your will. So there's a very big difference. So therefore, how do we end off? The list is only things that don't apply by Kedushin. What about Chazara? It's not the same thing. Because if you're sending a Shliach, to marry a woman, it has to be with her consent. Therefore, it's considered different. And the list is still a list. Only things that don't apply by Kedushin. Okay, next Mishnah. Kol get, any get, Sheyesh Olav A Kusi, any get that's signed by a Kusi, puzzle, is puzzle. What is a Kusi? So we said very briefly yesterday, when Sancheriv came, and this is during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, what Sancheriv did was, he took peoples from different countries and just put them everywhere in the world. So nobody felt at home. Nobody was at home. So he took a group of people called the Kusim. In English, we call them the Samaritans. The reason why they're called the Samaritans is because they came from Samaria. But really, they came from Kusia, which is some country. The Kusim were put into Eretz Yisrael. They were total Goyim. They didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. They weren't Jews. They weren't natives of Eretz Yisrael. They were not from the Shiva Amim. They were from someplace called Kusa. They were sent, they were taken, and they were put into Eretz Yisrael. They were put there specifically so that they should be homage to Sancheriv. They shouldn't feel comfortable in Eretz Yisrael. It's not their land. There was an outbreak of lions, and they all became gerim. And there was a machlokas among the Tanayim if the geris was a geri emes, or it was a geri arayis of an aleph. They only became gerim because of lions. They have no allegiance to Judaism at all. We're assuming now they were geri emes. Even though they were Geri MS, the Geri was legitimate, it was sincere. However, at some point they started to fail to keep certain mitzvot, which is why their status is always questionable. Even if you hold Geri MS, the status is still questionable. Right. So we're gonna assume that the Geri MS here. But even though the Geri Emes, it can still be machlokas about them. So, the Mishnah says, Kol get, sheyesh olav eid kusi, any get that has one eid kusi, meaning any shtar, is pasul. Why? Rashi says, dechashidi a'edus sheker. They are choshed on giving false testimony. We can't trust their testimony. Chutz, except for Migite Nashim Vishikhuri Avadim. Except for a get or Shtar Shechur. Why by a get or Shtar Shechur will allow it? The Gemara will say. Maisa, there was once a story. Sheheviu Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel Lekfar Usnai. That there was a story that they came to Rabbi Gamliel in that town. Get Isha, a get Isha. Vahaya Edav Ede Kusim. The signatures were Ede Kusim. Fehikshir, he said it's no problem. I skipped a line. No, I did not skip a line. No problem. Okay, very good. Now, okay. Mani, who is the author of this Mishnah? We're going to have a three-way machlokes about Kusim. And we're going to suggest that no Tana can fit into this machlokes. Mani, who is the author of this Mishnah? Mani Masnisim. Lo Tanakama, it's not the Tanakama. Lo Rebbe Lazar, it can't be Rebbe Lazar. Velo Shir Ben Gamliel, it can't be Shir Ben Gamliel. Did Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa. Matzas Kusi, the matzah of a Kusi. Kusi big matzah. Muteres, it's mutter. V'adam yotze bo yedei chavaso b'pesach. And it could be yotze yurchiv on Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer Oser. Rabbi Eliezer says it's Oser. You know why? L'fisha'ein b'kiyim b'dikduki mitzvos. Because they are not b'kiyim in the fine points of mitzvos. They're absolutely not. Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel Omer. Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel says, kol mitzvah she'echziku b'kusim, any mitzvah that the kusim have taken upon themselves, in other words, that they hold from. Right? We're saying the Giri Emeth. However, at some point they started to. So whatever mitzvah they keep, harbe mikdaktikin ba yosim Yisrael, they keep it more than the Jew. Okay? So, first of all, the Radvaz asks, wait a minute. If they're not holding from mitzvos, right? Then, or if they're choshed on Edus Sheker, then they're a Rasha. And we know that a Rasha is no good for any Edus. So why are they allowed to sign a get? So the Radvaz says something fascinating. The Radvaz says, listen, they're only, don't keep mitzvos. So we're going to have a discussion now about Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Ksav. If a din is written in the Torah, do they hold from it? That's all because that's what their father said. They're not lahachis. They're not a mumar. They're just like a tinuk shenishba. The Evan Ezel says, like a tinuk shenishba. It's not their fault. So if they hold from something, you can take it to the bank. If they're not, it's not their fault. So therefore, they're not considered rishayim. They're not possible for all edus. Anyway, so we have a machlokas over here. Pnei Yeshua says this machlokas is only by a din de oraisa that's not in the Torah, like whether matzah has to be baked l'shma. We know it does. Right? We know it does. You have to have baked matzah. It's a machlokas, whether it's from ketira, mishas ketira, or mishas lisha, right? Has to be baked l'shma. That doesn't say that in the Torah anywhere. It's a drasha. But we hold that's a din d'oraisa. That's the machlokas. Do they hold from such a din? So, Mani, who is the author of this braisa? E Tanakama, if it's the Tanakama, Tanakama was someone who said it's all good, then afilu shar shtaros nami. Then why can't a kuzi sign another star? Why can't a kuzi sign any star? If they're okay. And e Rebbe Lazar, if it's Rebbe Lazar, afilu get isha nami lo. They shouldn't even be able to sign a get. And the e Rebbe Shira ben Gamliel, and if it's Rebbe Shira ben Gamliel, e de achzuk, if they are muhzuk, in other words, if they're acceptable regarding this, then afilu shar shtaros nami. Then why can't that other gets? The e de lo achzik, and if it's not, if they're not muhzak in being an aid, then afilu gedisha nami lo. Then they shouldn't be able to sign a gedisha either. V'chitem, and if you want to tell me, Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel, that the Mishnah holds like Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel, and v'ichzuk baha, v'lo ichzuk baha, and they're muhzak, in other words, you can trust them when it comes to a get isha, but you can't trust them when it comes to any other get, then ihach, ma'ir yichad. Then why only one? Why can only one sign? Afilu tshrei nami. Should allow two. Alama Amr Belazar. Why did Belazar say, Lahshiru ba el echad kuzi bilvad? Only one. Two never would allow. So who's the author of this Mishnah? We have no author. So before we get to the answer, there's a lot to talk out. We'll see how much we talk out. First of all, Tosva says, you know, they made a gzeira, even though the kusim, whatever went on there, when they became gerim, but you know, when Ezra was trying to build the Beis HaMikdash, the kusim were the ones who put a stop to it. They complained, they got the Beis HaMikdash stopped. They got the rebuilding stopped. So the Chachamim made a gzeira. You're not allowed to eat the bread of a kusi. If you eat the bread of a kusi, it's like eating chazer. Because it was a knas on the kusim. So what do you mean? They're baking matzah and you're eating the matzah? So Tosfos says, that gzeira didn't apply if it was the dough of a Jew. So here, it's your dough. They're baking your dough. Or Tosfos in Kedushin says that it's in your house, right? It could even be his dough, but it's in your house. So the gzeira only applied to dough baked in a kuzi's house. And the Ritva says that this could have been before the Gzeira. That's question number one. Now, question number two is, why does the Gemara mention both? The Gemara has to use the double lashon. It says, you can use their matzah. What does it say? Matzah's kutzi muteres. The matzah's mutter. V'adam yotze boi dechavasa v'pesach. And you can use it for yechiv on Pesach. Isn't that redundant? Is that redundant? Why not?
Two aspects. One is not even the matzah of Pesach.
Right.
One is the mitzvah of matzah.
So why do they both have to be mentioned?
Because maybe you think you could, maybe it's not chametz, but you wouldn't be able to say, who is that matzah's mitzvah? Maybe there's no lishma.
But is that the same thing?
No.
One says matzah
is not chametz, but you can't be able to say,
because it has to be lishma. But we're saying matzah's kutzi muteres. It's mutter to eat it.
Right. And it's not chametz.
What?
That it's not chametz. Right. And you could be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with it.
So then why do you need the second? Why is the first line then? Matzah's kutzi adam yotzei dechavasa v'pesach. So why do you need the first line? Right? So Tosva says, lozu avzu. Right? We say the lower chiddush first, and then we say the upper chiddush. That's one answer. The Peshua says that, try to show you, Rabbi Elazar asks both, and the Tanakhama matters both. That's what Peshua says. And the Poros Yosef says, wait a minute. We're not... Even if, let's say we have other matzah, I don't need his matzah for, in other words, you might think the only time we'll allow this is if no other matzah, right? So even if I don't need his matzah, it's still not a problem, right? It's still matzah of a kusi, still mutter. I don't even need it. I have my own, still mutter, right? Fine. Now, Tosas then asked, unbelievable question. The kusim, by the way, didn't believe in the din of Lifnei Iver. Didn't believe in the din of Lifnei Iver. Why? Because they held that Lifnei Iver is literal. You can't take a stone and put it in front of a blind man. But what about being nichshal somebody in an Aveira? They didn't hold from that. So how could you eat their matzah? Maybe they don't care about you. They don't care about your mitzvahs. So they don't care about you. For themselves, they'll never do it. Because we're going to hold, if you hold like this, they Tanakhama held, the matzah is good matzah. But they don't care about you. Yeah? So how could you eat their matzah? They hold there's nothing wrong with serving you chametz on Pesach. They'll never touch it themselves. There's nothing wrong with serving you. What? Because they didn't hold from...
That doesn't mean that they didn't...
It's not that they didn't believe in Torah Shavapah. It was a very unusual shita. They believed in Torah Shel Peh sometimes. They believed in Torah Shel Bichtav. It's very complicated what they believed in. Not like the Tzedukim. Right? It's not like the Tzedukim. Tzedukim, by the way, believed in plenty of Torah Shel Peh. It's a myth anyway. Only certain things they didn't believe in. Rav Shechter says, only 16 times in Shas, 16 times the Tzedukim argued with us. They wore tefillin just like we wore tefillin. Maybe where they wore it might have been, but they wore tefillin. They wore tefillin with black. It wasn't anywhere the Torah tefillin was black. We have no idea what tefillin looks like. They wore tefillin. Mustam of the Kusim also did. It's very unusual what they held, what they didn't hold from. But they didn't hold from Lufthansa either. So I could serve you chametz, but I wouldn't touch it myself. So Tosfos says it must be that you saw them eating it. So if they're eating it, you know it's good. You can rely on it. They're eating it. They would never serve it to me, but I see them eating it. So if they're eating it, I could eat it. What's the matter? Okay. Now, there's a machlokas, an unrelated machlokas, whether, you know, there's a mitzvah in the Torah. So, but we assume that if it's a mitzvah in the Torah that's a doraisa without any limudim, they certainly held from it. So there's a mitzvah in the Torah that you're not allowed to be a false witness. You're not allowed to be a false witness. Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that, I'm sorry, the Minchas Chinuch holds that iser of being a false witness applies l'sana b'reacha e'choker. That mitzvah applies even if there's no reacha, even if there's no friend. In other words, let's say you go on a Kiddush HaChodesh, and you lie. Are you over Losana? According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, you're for sure not over Losana, because it's not a lawsuit. You only let a lie in a lawsuit. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's over on Losana. You lie. You're an aide and you lie. What about if someone asks you, hey, is that piece of meat kosher? And you tell them, yeah, that's kosher. It's also a lie. According to the Minchas Chinuch, you're over Losana for that. because you lied. It's an iser. He's relying on you, and you lied to him. So that's a machlokas. So one of the Yachronim says, you see from here that the Mechitz Chinuch is 100% wrong. Because we ask the question, how do you know? Tosfos asks, how do you know? There's no issue of lifnei iver. So I didn't Tosfos answer, because then it would be losana. They would never lie. They would never be over a daraita. Since we don't give that answer, it's obvious. No such thing as losana in this context. Losana is only in Beis Din. Hey, listen, now it's a lie. It says midrash sheker tirchak. But why wouldn't that apply? I don't know. It's an asay. But you see from here that losana does not apply if it's not in the context of an edus. Okay, so fine. So we're back to our question. Our question is, who is the author of this Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, La'olam, Rabbi Elazar. Really, it's Rabbi Elazar. Right? It's Rabbi Elazar. Who said that we never allow a kusi to sign anything. So how could one kusi sign a get? So the Gemara says, Kigon, dechasim yisrael lebasof. No, there's a Jew who also signs the get. You're signing together with a kusi. Okay? That's the answer. You're signing together with a kusi. So the Gemara says, De'i lav the kusi chavrhu, because if not for the fact that this kusi, you know you could trust him, lo machtim le mikameh. You never would have let, basically, what's going on here is the Jew signed second. The Jew signed second. So if not for the fact that this kusi is a kosher guy, you never would have let him sign first. Since the kusi signs first, it must be that he's a good kusi. So then, what's Rabbi Elazar's reason to passel this? He's a kusi, but you know he's a good kusi. So since he signed it, it's fine.
Let me ask you this. Does it mean that his signature is a good signature because the guy signed? Or is it Rabbi Elazar's kitase, the 8 to Sira karate, and that his signature doesn't validate the get, but he's still...
So Tosfos asks a similar question to you. Tosfos says, wait a minute. If the whole reason why we're allowing this kusi to sign is because the Jew is giving his a haskama, then really what you have is one person signing the get. The kusi is irrelevant. I'm vouching for him. I'm saying he's good. I'm saying he's a kosher kusi, because I never would have let him sign before him if he wasn't. So really, you have one person signing the get. That's not acceptable. You need two people. Who's the second person? A kuzi? We don't allow kusim. No, he's okay. I'm telling you, he's okay. I know him. He's good. He's a chaver. He's a tzaddik. He's a talmid chacham. Right? He's fine. So it's all me. It's all 1-8. So Tosfos answers, mida oraisa, there's nothing wrong with kusim. There's a ger. Ger's not a sign of shtar. He's a ger. Mida rabbanan, we have problems with kusim because the grandfather, they're questionable, their status, what they hold, what they don't, what they believe, what they don't believe. Torah Sheval Peh, Torah Sheval Ksav, Torah Sheval Ksav, the drushes. So we don't know what to do with them. So that gzeira, that we don't know what to do with them, didn't apply where a Jew would vouch for them. That's what Tosfos says. Right? Mida rabbanan, nothing wrong with them. They're a ger. Mida rabbanan, we have a problem. So when the Jew is vouching for them, we don't pass the get. That's what Tosfos says. I don't know how that answers your question, really.
So
it's a good signature, right? You don't really have 1-8. You really have 2. Mida rabbanan, you for sure have 2. Right? And the gzeira that we have, the problems we have with kusim, doesn't apply when one Jew will vouch for him. So the Gemara says, the ilav kusi chaver hu lo machtem le mekameh. So the Gemara says, so if that's true, so ihachi afilu shar shtar is nami. So then why won't other documents work the same way? So we said, right, by other shtaros, by shtar matana, or shtar mecher, we would not allow the kusi to sign at all. Only by a get. Why? So we said, because he's right, he's signing it at the bottom. So why don't we say the same thing by a shtar, by a different shtar? Every shtar should be the same din. So the Gemara says, Ela amrinon, Ravcha Shavak Laman de Kashish Mine. No. What happened was as follows. You left space for somebody greater than you. They asked you, hey, you want to be a signatory on this get? Is it me? But look at this room full of Gedolim. All right, I'll sign second. So one of the Gedolim will sign first. And Hachanami, Rav Chashavak Laman Dekash Hashmine. That's what happened here. You saw a room full of Gedolim, and you signed second, hoping or believing one of the Gedolim would sign first. Then what happened? Then Akuzi signed first. So, Omer of Papa, Zoso Meres, that's why we have a rule, Eide Haget in Chosmen Zeh Belozeh. You can't have one aid sign on a get without the other one. So when you're sitting around in the Bezin's hallway with nothing to do, right, waiting to be called to be a signatory, and some man and woman who are getting divorced pick you out, you can't come there until you know who the other aid is. So when you see the other aid, say, well, who's the other aid? Oh, it's that Kusi. Him? Oh, he's fine. Then you can call him over, and then you can sign together, and you're vouching for him. By another shtar, there's no such rule. So by another shtar, you could sign it today. He'll go next week to the Kusi and have the Kusi sign it. We don't know who that Kusi is. There was never a vouching for that. Therefore, since there's a rule by Gittin, you have to sign it at the same time. You have to sign it at the same time. There's no problem that the Kusi is going to be possible to get. By another shtar, there is a problem. I don't know. I don't know.
But that
what do you mean? Maybe by Ksuva, yes, but certainly not. Certainly by Gittin, you have to have it. My time, or why? Amar of Ashi, Gzeira Mishum Kolchem. Because the Gzeira that Rashi has an unusual case. A guy says to 10 people, I want you, 10 of you, to write this get. Now, it doesn't take 10 people to write a get, it takes only one person. So Rashi says what the Baal wants is 9 people should sign it. So 9 people should sign it, so we'll do whatever the Baal wants. We'll do whatever the Baal wants. So since, and if we don't have that, then it won't be a good get. So since there's a case where we for sure need everyone to sign at the same time, because the Baal said that, we're making zero always. So there's always, you have to know who the other person is. So since by Gittin you have to know, we could have a Kusi sign, it's not a problem. If the Jew said, hey, that Kusi's an untrustworthy fellow, we can't have him sign a get, then it won't happen. So there's insurance that the person that Kusi signing the get will be fine. You don't have that by other shtaros. That's why by other shtaros, there is no rule. Okay. Now, next. Gufa. We just said, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo hechshiru bo ela eid echad kusi bilvad. Now, my kamash malon, what's the chiddush of that? Tanina. It says in the Mishnah, Kol get sheyesh olav eid kusi pasul. Right? Right. Why did Omar Balas, I'm sorry. Lo kakshiru bo ela eid echad kusi bilvad. We'll only allow one kusi. My kamash malon, what's the chiddush? Tanina, we learned, kol get. Get here means any other star. Kol get sheyesh olav eid kusi pasul. If any other document has one kusi, it's pasul. So why did you have to tell me, but a get has to have one? So the Gemara says, imi mas nisan. If you wouldn't have said anything, havamina, I would have thought, afilu treinami. You really need two. Faha de katani chad. It's hard to say one. Mishum de bishtaros afilu chad namilo. And then by other shtaros, even one would be no good. Kamash malon therefore tells us, betray lo, not two. Vaha katani maisa vevil if they're bringing leal, lekfar usnai, get isha, vavi eid of eide kusin vehichshir. But we have a story in the Mishnah that two Adim came to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, two Kusim, and he said it's fine. We just said that according to the Tanakam will only allow one Kusi, not two. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel will allow two. How could he allow two? So the Amar Abaya, Tenu Edo, change it and say one. Change the mission to say that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel had only one. Rava Amar, Rava says, La Olam Trey, really it's two. And he argues, Rav Shimon Gamliel argues, Miflag Palak, he argues, V'chasuri Mechzera, it's a Chasuri Mechzera, V'hachi Katani. Rav Gamliel, Machshir B'Shnayim, if they add in those words, Rav Gamliel allows two, U'maise Nami V'Sheivil, if they are Rav Gamliel, L'Kfar Usna Gerisha, V'ayu Edav, Edei Kusim V'Hichshir. It had Edei Kusim, and it was kosher. So this is Machlokas. That ends our discussion about Kusim. Now, we're going to talk about Goyim. Here's the Mishnah. Kol hashtaros, all shtaros, ha'olim ba'arko shel ovde kochavim, that are registered in a court of law, not a Beis Din, not a Jewish court of law, a court of law. Afal pi shechosmehen ovdei kochavim, even though they're signed by Goyim, ksheirim, it's no problem. It's no problem. Why is it no problem? The Gemara will say why. Chutz begitei nashim v'shechuri avadim. We had this Gemara yesterday. We had this discussion yesterday in the Gemara. Except for a get or a shtar shechur, we do not allow Goyim to sign at all. Rishimin omer af elu ksheirim. No, it's not true. Even a get and even a shtar shechur would be kosher. Lo hizkiru ela bezman shenasu behedyot. The only time they authored a goy from signing is if it was a maitha hedyot, by meaning in someone's backyard. Hey, let's sign a get. But if it's in a bezdin, if it's in a court of law, if it's a superior court of whatever county, that's okay. That's okay because it's a court. But maitha hedyot, you get together some goy and make a bezdin, make a court. Now that's not such a thing. But if it's an established court, that's fine. Says the Gemara, Kapasik v'toni. We say straight out, like without any distinctions. Lo shna mecher, lo shna matana. It doesn't make a difference if it's a shtar mecher, a sale, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a shtar matana. And the Gemara is going to say there's a big difference. What's the difference? Bishlom mecher. I understand. Well, I will allow shtar mecher. A mecher is a sale of an item. I will allow a sale of an item. Michi yohiv zuze kamayhu hu dekana. Because what affects a sale? Cash. Cash is what affects the sale. Not a shtar. You want to buy something, you have to pay for it. The shtara raya ba'almahu. The shtar is just a raya. How do you know that you bought that? I have the receipt. It's a legal record. That's all it is. It doesn't affect the kinyan. It doesn't transfer the goods. What transfers the goods is paying for the goods. The shtar is just a receipt. Therefore, the ilo yohiv zuzi kamayu, if there was no payment for that sale, if it was no payment, lo havi meruri nafshayu, the court would never be so foolish as to allow themselves to look like a bunch of fools and approve a sale that didn't take place. In other words, since a shtar is only done, a shtar mecher is only there to substantiate that the transaction took place, it doesn't affect the transaction. What are they lying about it? Not lying about it. Because it either took place or it didn't take place. No one's going to be such a fool and approve a transaction that never really happened. Therefore, we'll believe the Goyim. Therefore, we'll believe the Goyim. Because what? They're going to lie. What are they lying for? Right? How? Who would lie? However, the Kotzvin Leishtara. And therefore, we'll allow the shtar. Ela matana, but a present? I want to give you $1,000. So, I'll write up a document, I'm giving you $1,000. I'm giving you a present. That document is what affects the transaction. Right? Ela shtar matana, b'maika kanila, lav b'hai shtara? Isn't it that shtar? What else affects the transaction? It's the shtar. The high shtara chas b'ba'amhu. So it's a piece of pottery. It's a piece of paper. How can we allow a non-Jewish court to affect the transaction? We can't believe them. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Dina d'machusadina. Dina d'machusadina. You're right. Listen, you live in America, you got to follow their laws. Which is a big topic. The Ibayis Ema, or another answer, we'll talk about this, the Ibayis Ema, another answer, Tani, change the Mishnah to read, Chutz mi kigite nashim. Change it to read, you're right, anything like a get, anything where the document itself is what makes the change, we can't have in a Goyish court. Anything else, a get, a shtar matana, you're right. Shtar matana, how do we believe the Goyim? We can't. How do we believe them by Gitin? We can't. The shtar itself is what makes the change. If the shtar itself makes the change, that can't take place in a goyish court. It's a huge machlokas between the Dina d'machus Adina and Kigite Nashim. According to the Dina d'machus Adina, it's good. You can enforce it. According to the Kigite Nashim, you cannot. Tosfa says, wait a minute. What did the Gemara say now? When it's a shtar mecher and there's no incentive to lie, they can't be lying because they won't be look like a bunch of fools, then we'll allow it in a goyisha court. But if it's a shtar matana, and a shtar matana does affect the sale, does affect the transfer of the property, we can't trust them. So Tosfos says, what kind of is this? Moshe and Aaron, we don't think they would lie. We don't think they would lie. We can't let them sit on the bedroom together. What kind of arbitrary thing is that? If there's no incentive to lie, then we'll let it. And if not, then not. So Moshe and Aaron, we won't let them give Avis together. They're related. They're not going to lie. So what? That's the rule. How are we breaking this rule? So Tosfos says, it's a dinder rabbanon. Of course, midaraisa, of course not. Midaraisa, the rule is the rule. We're not allowing a non-Jewish bezin to have any involvement in a Jewish transaction. There's no incentive to lie, so what? Midar rabbanon, maybe because of dina d'abachus v'dina, maybe that could be an underlying reason why the rabbanon made that gzeira, midar rabbanon will allow it. That's Tosfos' pshat. The Mordechai says, similar, he says, the whole reason, why can't Goyim sign a shtar? Why can't Goyim sign? Why can't they be involved in a Jewish document? Because the assumption is, maybe back then, maybe today, they're a bunch of thieves. Can't trust them. But if you know you can trust them, then you can trust them. It's not like Krovim, which is Xeris HaKosov. We don't know why relatives can be, why can't relatives be Adim together? We don't know why. Torah says, emotion, I won't lie. Doesn't make a difference. That's the Mordechai. And the Tashbait says, when it comes to Dinei Mamonis, the Bezdin, or people, they have the right to decide the case based on, they don't have to necessarily base it on Eidos. By Dinei Nefashos, they for sure do. But by Dinei Mamonis, they can base it on any factor that they think is necessary to get to the truth. And if a secular court has no incentive to lie, as a matter of fact, if they do lie, they're just going to undermine their authority, then we can trust that. That's why a shtar mecher is different than a shtar matana. Shtar matana, the document itself, is what affects the transfer. The judges in the secular court are in a no better position than anyone else. We can't allow it. So why do we allow it? Dina d'machus adina. Dina d'machus adina. Right? What does dina d'machus adina mean? That means that... What? Yeah, top six man. We're going to say that right. What's the source of Dina de Machus Adina? What's the Makar for that? I'm a Jew. I follow the Torah. Now that I'm in America, I have to follow the American rules of contracts and transfers of property and money will govern my life. Why should that be? So, the Gaonim already said, it's a Pasuk in Nehemiah. In Perek, Tes, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, it says, Va'al Giv Yosenu, Misholim, Uvehem Tam, Kirtzonam. The rulers, it's up to their ratzon. And you accept that. It's up to their ratzon. They're all going to be similar answers. That's that. The Rashbam says that a subject, you live in a country, you accept that country's rules. Otherwise, what are you doing in that country? It's a built-in umdana of a subject of a country accepts the Melech's authority. That's the Rashbam. And then, by the way, so some of these apply to Jews and Goyim. Some only apply to Goyim. Some only apply to Jews, a Jewish melech, right? The Kiryas Sefer says, because the Psukim in Shmuel, which describe a Jewish king, gives him these powers. Basically, it's like a king's rules. So, king's rule, whatever the king says about monetary transfers, you have to abide by them. It's king's rules. That's only by a Jewish king. It's Anachanai, by a Goyish king too. What's the difference? The Rashba says that the king has the right, maybe this certainly applied in the olden days, the king had the right to kick you out of the country. He could expel you. He could just kick you out. He couldn't stop that. If he can kick you out, he could certainly govern your petty sales and transfers, right? He could do that also. But Dvar Avraham says that we have a rule of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. If Bezin can do it, so for sure the Melech could do it. Hefker, Melech, Hefker. Right? If Bezin has that right, certainly the king has that right. So they're in charge. The Evan HaEzel says, since the Bnei Noach have they have a mitzvah of dinim, this is a very interesting answer, they have a mitzvah of dinim, right? So they have the power to enact any rule to allow those dinim to fly, to allow those dinim to succeed, and it should be a successful, normal government. Therefore, the Lachusadina, they have the right to set up any rules they want. But this is going Lashita's Rashi, that we said yesterday, that dinim is to enforce all laws, not just the other six, right? So since they have those rights, the Lachusadina. So the Gra asks over here, if we hold that dinim de Lachusadina, we hold that way, but we paskin dinim de Lachusadina. Right, we paskin that way. The big issue where it comes up is paying taxes, right? Both here in America and in Israel, and I think the halacha is you have to pay both, right? Here you have to pay taxes, and in Israel you have to pay taxes because you live on. I'll just give you six reasons why you have to hold from the government's rules, even if we don't like them, even if we think they're not fair, right? Any heter, any tiny you can come up with, there's already been a lawsuit about that reason. Well, you don't have to pay, and they've all lost. Every single one of them has lost. So there's no heter. I believe there's no heter. And that's where the big action in Dina Lachusadina is, because otherwise, how does it really affect your life? Everybody stops at a red light, and everybody stops at stop signs, and everybody, right, all the laws are all fine and good. Only when it comes to taxes, people have problems. So, Dina Lachusadina says, you have to abide by the rules of the country you live in. So the grudge just says, wait a minute, if we hold that Dina, we paska this way, so then why did the Gemara have to give a second reason? Ibaizema kigite nashim. What's wrong with Dina Lachusadina? So the Gra says, which this is not a heter to get out of the taxes, but the Gra says that the only time Dina de Machusadina applies is on Karka. Because he assumes, like the reasons we said before, you have a right to be on the land, the king can throw you out of the land. If it's not about Karka, the Dina de Machusadina might not apply. Maybe in the Gemara. What? It may not apply in Eretz Yisrael, right? So if it only applies on Karka, it doesn't apply about Gittin, doesn't apply I want to give you a gift. What, the king has a tumul in my gift? No. So therefore, since the king can't really bother with my gift, no, if it's about the land, the hundred, it's his land. He owns the land, it's his land. I'm a guest in his country. He can throw me out if he wants. So of course he can control my land. But I want to give a gift to my neighbor, I want to give him my check, I want to give him some money. What's the king's business? So therefore, the king, another reason, you're right. If that's what you hold, then Dina de Machazina will not apply. You're right, then it's kigite nashim, it's like nashim, it's like a get, meaning the document itself affects the transfer, and then we don't have any reason why we believe the goyim. Therefore, it would not be governed by goyim. And therefore, the shtar matana would not be under those rules, just like a get's not under those rules. But even though we say dina d'machusadina, we still don't allow goyim to write it to sign on a get, right? It has nothing to do with money. So just like we wouldn't allow that, says the Gra, we wouldn't allow this either, because it affects the transfer, and then that's why we gave another reason. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up this tomorrow.